Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this quick hit video, I'm not going to demonstrate a new feature of Visual Studio 2010 or ASP.NET 4, but instead, I'm going to point out a design change to the Visual Studio user interface that might catch you off guard when you first fire up the new IDE. If we look here, on the start page, we have the option to connect to a Team Foundation server, to create a new project, or to open an existing project. So if I select open a project, you'll see what Visual Studio is expecting is a project type, so a solution file, a project file, what have you. Now, lots of us, when we work with Visual Studio, some of us work with project files, web application projects, and some of us just work with websites. But you'll see here in the start page, there's no option to create or open a website. That feature hasn't gone away. It's just been reorganized in the new IDE. So I'm going to close Visual Studio 2010 and I'm going to reopen it as administrator. And the only reason that I'm doing this is that I'm going to create a project directly on my local IIS instance. Now, you might do this for testing purposes or especially if you're going to work with an existing website in real time, which sometimes we have to do, or if we're developing a web application or a website that specifically works with IIS 7 features, for example, we can create a project and deploy it and then work with it there, or we could create a website and manipulate it directly at the IIS instance. So to do that, I'm going to say File. Notice here now I can say New Project, New Website, New Team Project, New File. So I'm going to create a new website. And here you can see that I can choose File System, FTP, or HTTP. We're going to use HTTP, and we're going to use localhost. We'll just leave the name website. I'm going to use the standard ASP.NET template for Visual Studio 2010. And as soon as that's generated, I can then fire up Internet Explorer, or the browser of your choice, and navigate to localhost, website, and we'll get that first compilation hit for the website, and then you'll see the rendering of the new template. So here you can see our generated ASP.NET application using the standard template. So the create and open website feature has not been removed. It's just not on the start page anymore. You just use File and choose the option that is most appropriate for the kind of work that you're going to be doing in Visual Studio 2010.